You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Ladies and gentlemen, hep cats and crazy kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, and the soul that came before rock and roll. And for the next hour, we're going to spotlight one of the titans of the blues, Memphis Slim. Unfortunately, he's not remembered as much today as he should be. He was not only one of the greatest pianists of the blues, but he was also the ambassador of the blues. First, that was a self-appointed position, but eventually the U.S. Senate got around to recognizing Memphis Slim as an ambassador at large of goodwill. He spread America's music worldwide, mainly throughout Europe, particularly in France. But from the 40s through the 80s, Memphis Slim traveled the world preaching the blues. He was born John Chatman on September 3, 1915 in Memphis. His father, Peter Chatman, was a musician, and when young John began making records, he did it under his father's name, sort of a tribute to his old man. Those original recordings as Peter Chatman and his Washboard Band were cut in 1940. By the end of that year, he was already known as Memphis Slim. This week, we're going to take a look at Memphis Slim's most important recordings from 1940 through 1954. During that time, he recorded for some major labels, a bunch of minor labels, had a few hits, and one number one single. He was a master of the blues ballad, but he could also burn up a barrel house with his up-tempo numbers. By the end of the program, you're going to know why Memphis Slim was truly the ambassador of the blues. Let's kick off the show with his first recording, which happened in 1940 for the OK label. Washboard Sam originally cut this tune in 1939. It was such a huge hit that other versions of the song were coming out, most notably this one from Memphis Slim. Washboard Sam's version has a saxophone. Memphis Slim changed it up a bit and added a countrified harp. The OK record of Diggin' My Potatoes No. 2 was issued as by Peter Chatman and his Washboard Band. I'm Matt the Cat. Let's spin some fantabulous sides from the great Memphis Slim on this week's Juke in the Back.
Rest it on my mind. maiden, this youth and made good wine. Used to love my baby, she was so nice and kind. You know she's digging my potato, trap it on my vine. Lord, I've got a special place, rest it on my mind. I walked into a beer tavern to give a girl a nice time. I had $45 when I entered. When I left, I had one dime. Wasn't that a beer-drinking woman? Don't you know, man, don't you know? She was a beer-drinking woman. I don't wanna see her no more. When I spent down to my last dime, she says, darling, I know you're not through. I told her, yes, baby doll, and the diploma belongs to you. Wasn't that a beer-drinking woman? Don't you know, man, don't you? Lord, that was a beer-drinking woman. I don't want to see her no more. She'd often say, excuse me a minute, I've got to step around here. And every time she'd come back, she'd say, Daddy, buy me another quart of beer. Wasn't that a beer-drinking woman? Don't you know, man, don't you know? She was a beer-drinking woman. I don't want to see her no more. I said, I've got to step off, baby. Are there anything else you lack? She says, Daddy, I'll keep this table if you'll promise me you'll be back. Wasn't that a beer-drinking woman? Don't you know, man, don't you know? She was a beer-drinking woman. I don't want to see her no more. I'm sorry, baby, but I only have one more dime. She said, Daddy, buy me a small bottle of beer so I can concentrate my mind. Wasn't that a beer-drinking woman? Don't you know, man, don't you know? What kind of woman was that? Well, she was a beer-drinking woman. I don't want to see her no more.
Spinning off of Bluebird Records from late 1940, that's a tune written by Joe Williams. It's this week's feature, Memphis Slim with Beer Drinkin' Woman. That was his first release for the Bluebird label and the first time he went on record as Memphis Slim. He was given that name by Bluebird producer Lester Melrose. The song Beer Drinkin' Woman, which became an early staple of Memphis Slim's repertoire, would later be more associated with Jimmy McCracklin. Okay, so far we have Memphis Slim starting his career as Peter Chapman and cutting a few sides for OK Records. Then he became Memphis Slim and cut a few sides for the Bluebird label, a subsidiary of Victor Records. Then during World War II, he didn't cut any records at all. but he came storming back at the end of 1946, when jump blues was becoming all the rage. In October of 46, Slim began recording for the small independent Miracle Records. They were based out of Chicago and featured a young Willie Dixon. Dixon plays bass on this next session, along with Alex Atkins on alto and Ernest Cotton on tenor. No drums are featured on this record, and actually Memphis Slim would hold off on using a drummer far later than most jump blues artists of his day. Even though this wasn't a hit, Memphis Slim was always associated with this record. Off of Miracle from 1947, here's Rockin' the House, a definite contender for the first rock and roll record.
Thank you. but true. What people will do, they tell me each day, let her go, let her go. I couldn't hide, even if I tried. I love you too much, don't you know?
The very first charting hit for this week's feature, Memphis Slim, that's Messin' Around, released on the Miracle label in 1948. It hit number one on September 4th and remained there for 2 weeks. If you look at the labels of any of these original Miracle 78s, you'll see them as by Memphis Slim and the House Rockers, a group name taken from Rockin' the House, the song you heard just before, Messin' Around. By February of 1949, Slim was back on the national hit lists again, this time topping out at number 11. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, the highly underrated Memphis Slim and Frisco Bay. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Run, yeah, baby, Run here, baby. Sit down on your daddy's knee. Run here, baby. And sit down on your daddy's knee. Just wanna tell you how you mistreated me. I'm blue and lonesome. I'm blue and lonesome. Don't know what to do. Blue and lonesome. Well, and I don't know what to do. You that I'm loving, baby, you just won't be true. Can't you see, baby? Can't you see, baby, what you have done to me? Oh, can't you see, baby, what you have done to me? You've got me blue and lonesome. Now you're running out on me.
Man, it don't get much better than that. Memphis Slim from the summer of 1949. The public thought so too. That song went to number 2 on the nationwide R&B lists, peaking in July. It's Blue and Lonesome. The late 1940s were really the golden age for Memphis Slim, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back. He scored 5 charting records during the end of the decade. He would score 2 more charting hits at the beginning of the 1950s. He's still on Miracle Records, but the label is swiftly running out of cash. By 1950, it would be no more. But before that happens, Miracle Records would release a couple of more hit records from Memphis Slim and the House Rockers. Like this one. Here's Help Me Some, which hit number 9 in September of 1949. It was the flip side of the fantabulous tune you just heard, Blue and Lonesome. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging Memphis Slim, this week on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
Thank you.
my wife, you're just wearing my name. So I can play the woman so long as you act like the main and get out and help me some. Yes, I want you to help me some. I don't care what I do.
Does that one sound familiar? It's Every Day I Have the Blues. Although when Memphis Slim wrote it and originally recorded it, it came out as Nobody Loves Me. It was issued as the flip side of his next hit, which we're about to hear in a moment, called Angel Child. Now, Every Day I Have the Blues is a blues standard. And less than 2 years after Memphis Slim cut the song, Lowell Folsom cut the song as Every Day I Have the Blues. Then Joe Williams cut it originally in 1952, but it's his 1956 rendition with the Count Basie Orchestra that everybody knows. What a great song, and yet you never really hear Memphis Slim as getting credit for that one. Man, I also dig that arrangement with those staccato horns. It's crazy to think that such a great tune didn't chart, but its flip side did, Angel Child. It hit number 6 in November of 49. I'm telling you, from summertime to the end of 1949, Memphis Slim owned the rhythm and blues chart. And I'm proud to feature him this week on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. Here's Memphis Slim and the House Rockers with Angel Child.
What's the matter with my bound little angel child? Lord, I wonder what's the matter
you didn't come home this morning until 5:30. All in my sleep, I could hear my telephone ring. All in my sleep, I can hear my telephone ring. But I get up and go to it, can't hear a doggone thing. Now if you do what I tell you, angel, you can't go wrong. Lord, do what I tell you, angel, you can't.
Memphis Slim, the ambassador of the blues, telling it like it is, really got the blues. That song was issued on Premium Records, not Miracle, in 1950. Well, whatever happened to Miracle Records? Well, they had a good run from 1946 to 1950. The label was started by Lee Eaglenick, and featured some great artists like Sonny Thompson and Al Hibbler, to name a few. But by 1950, the money was running out, and so Eaglenick basically dissolved the label and started a new one, called Premium Records. His partner Lou Simpkins soon followed to the new Premium label, and it was like old times. Memphis Slim just kept on recording with them. Here's another one from 1950, and one of my all-time favorite Memphis Slim songs. It didn't chart, but it's one of the best in his catalog. Here's Memphis Slim and the House Rockers, this week's feature on the Juke in the Back with Having Fun. Oh, and just as a pop culture note, this song was featured in the 1982 Barry Levinson film, Diner. It's during that critical scene where Daniel Stern is arguing with Ellen Barkin about her misfiling his records. Classic. I'm Matt the Cat, and Memphis Slim is spinning on the old Juke in the Back.
Drinking gin. Now that the night has begun, baby, ain't we having fun? Hail a gin and let's ride around all the spots in town. But when the night is done, we'll be high for having fun.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Memphis Slim and the House Rockers. Let's go back to one of their earlier records, off of Miracle from 1947. This one features some great alto sax work from Alex Atkins. Here's Memphis Slim and the House Rockers with this week's Great 78, Kilroy Has Been Here.
Say, Memphis Slim, what's the matter with you?
Man, Kilroy was here.
Is that the trouble, man?
Yeah, man.
Well, tell me all about it, then.
Well, here I go. You know, I left home with my pistol and an extra magazine. I was looking for a man that no one ever seen. 'Cause when I came home and opened my door, I found a great long note lying on my floor.
What it say, man?
Kilroy has been here and gone.
Kilroy!
He has been here and gone. Well, I'm telling you, man, you better leave my wife alone. You know, my wife used a car to do a little running around. So when I tried to start it, my battery was down. So to test my battery, I had to raise my seat. I found a note on the floor that knocked me off my feet. Kilroy! You have been here and gone.
Kilroy!
You have been here and gone. Well, I'm telling you, man, you better leave my wife alone. So you know I went to the bar to have a little drink. So knowing my thirst, I laid down my bank. So I said to myself, I better call home. And when I come back, my bank was gone. Here I have been here and gone.
Here I
have been here and gone. Well, I'm telling you, man, you better leave my wife alone. I thought I would go home where I could be all alone. Me and my wife would lie there looking so nice and sweet, just smiling away in a doggone sleep. So I turned back the cover just to go to bed, and me and right there is where I almost dropped dead. For in my space, there laid another note. And when I began to read it, me and I almost choked. Here I have been here and gone.
Here I
have been here and gone. Well, I'm telling you, man, you better leave my wife alone.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
The Great Memphis Slim, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll, with No Male Blues, released on the Mercury label in 1951. It was only on Mercury for a couple of releases, but this was during the period where Memphis Slim was solidifying the two tenor sax sound. He used to use an alto and a tenor, but decided to go with two tenors for a more unique approach. The tenors were Neil Green and Nelson Berry. Henry Taylor is on bass, and Oscar Larkin is on drums. Memphis Slim originally recorded that song several years before as I Wonder What's the Matter. Then in the late 1950s, he cut it once more as What's the Matter for the VJ label. Up next is probably Memphis Slim's best-known record today, other than Every Day I Have the Blues. It's Mother Earth, and it was cut for Premium Records at the tail end of 1950. They issued it in 51. In fact, it was the only premium single by Memphis Slim to chart. It hit number 7. Here's Memphis Slim and the House Rockers with the classic Mother Earth.
Treat me low down and dirty, but it's going to work. Well, baby, guess I'll be on my way. Hope to find my baby somewhere, somehow, someday.
Man, has the juke in the back ever sounded so good? That's the comeback from 1953, this week's feature, Memphis Slim and his House Rockers. If his style sounds a little bit different on that record, it's because he's working with some different guys. For example, Matt Guitar Murphy had joined his band by that point. He recorded that song for another small Chicago label, United Records. His next label would be another Chicago one, VJ Records. That song hit number 3 during the winter of 53-54 and would be his final charting record. But man, what a way to go out. I could listen to that one over and over again. It's pure, pure rhythm and blues. I mean, it puts the rhythm in blues, if you know what I mean. Now, throughout this entire program, I've been referring to Memphis Slim as the ambassador of the blues. And he really became the ambassador during the 60s, when he performed throughout Europe in all of those American folk blues festivals with Willie Dixon. He loved France so much he decided to live there, and they respected and loved him back. He was named a commander in the Order of Arts and Letters by the French government, and even the U.S. Senate honored him as an ambassador at large of goodwill. We lost Memphis Slim at the age of 72. On February 24th, 1988. He died in Paris. In 1989, he was elected to the Blues Hall of Fame, but to this day remains out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even though his music was the building blocks of rock and roll. Spread the word, cats and kittens. Let's keep Memphis Slim's name and music alive. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've dug the show. If so, let me know. Drop me an email. Send it to mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Remember, until next week, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week. Digging on 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues as it spins right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's close the show with a great up-tempo Memphis Slim release on the United label from 1954. Bringing it on home, baby. This one's from Miss Rosie. It's Sassy May, Memphis Slim. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.